Hey everybody, welcome to episode 77 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. In this episode, Katie and I interview Timmy Howard. Back in December, we interviewed Casey from the November Project, and he talked about Timmy's story as a recovered addict. Well, now you get to hear more of his story firsthand and how two organizations have really helped him start his life over. Whether or not you're a big fan of running, we love his story for the light it shines on organizations that are doing good and how much it means to have a strong community in your life. All right, let's get to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey, Timmy. Thanks for being on the podcast today.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So I'm really excited to chat. We were just talking about this, but it's funny how we found each other. You know, we had Teresa on the podcast months ago. We happened upon her completely randomly, and then she introduced us to Casey, who we had on the podcast about a month after that. And then he talked about you on our podcast episode, and now here you are.
Yeah, it's awesome. So Teresa was doing the ultra running. I had met her through NP, and that's what I do, same thing. So it was really cool. I listened to that, and then I heard Casey on the show as well, and I linked up with Casey when I first got into the November Project, and he's kind of just like taking me under his wing ever since, and he's been amazing. So it was really cool to hear both of them on there.
Yeah. So for our listeners, if you are out of the loop or you're like, NP, what is NP? November Project. Go back,
yes.
Listen to those episodes. And so we kind of learned a little bit about your story from interviewing Casey. Let's go before November Project. Tell us, like, what did your life look like back then?
So before November Project, for about 12 years total, I was addicted to heroin. I was homeless for the past 6 years. It was just a gradual progression. My life just went downhill. But for the last 6 years, I was completely homeless. I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio. And I came here trying to get away from everything, came to Indianapolis. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. So for another 3 years, I continued to be homeless here. And eventually I'd had enough. And one day, it's actually just a year and 3 days ago, I checked myself in rehab. And life's just been incredible ever since.
So when you say get away from Dayton, was that trying to get away from the people you were around, the scene, or tell us more about that?
So I was just, I was lost out there. I was introduced to the drugs by my mother, and we battled with that for a long time. I used with her for a long time, and unfortunately she's still struggling with it right now, but I had burnt every bridge that I'd ever built there, and I had nobody left. I was homeless there, and I was just like, well, I'm miserable. I'm just going to go somewhere else and start new. You know, I'm going to change things. But obviously, just doing that didn't help anything. I still landed here. I was still homeless, and it was just the same thing here as it was there. I fell right back into the same people. Getting high was what I was good at. I was resourceful. I knew how to talk to people. It was just what I did, unfortunately.
And I know we're talking addiction, which is huge. Thank you for sharing that. But I feel like so many people can kind of relate to that. Like, we have this expectation of going somewhere new and, well, everything's just going to change. It's all going to be different. But that, it sounds like that same
root habit or your go-to was still your go-to no matter
where you were.
Absolutely. Yeah, it all comes down to mental. Like, you have to be ready. I thought I was ready for so long, and I never was actually ready until I just hit that point where I had nowhere to go but to try to change things.
Now, from my memory, you first went to Back on My Feet. Is
yes.
that right? Okay. So tell our listeners what Back on Your Feet is.
So Back on My Feet is a organization. They've got, I believe, 14 chapters nationwide. They've got a chapter here in Indianapolis. There's two separate locations. There's one at Wheeler Mission, which is where I ran out of, and there's also another one at HVAV. So what they do is they're a group of volunteers who run with the, you know, people who are trying to get back on their feet. They're running with them through the Wheeler Mission. and they meet three times a week, so Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5:45 a.m. And they teach you life skills. They've got separate classes that teach you resume building, life skills, just how to become an adult again. Because when you're an addict for that long, you learn how to do everything. You're not a normal functioning human.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is try to reintroduce you to life, and they try to teach you that through the power of running and community. They try to make sure that you have people behind you, and you make a commitment to wake up at whatever time every morning and go out and run. And they do it based on attendance, based on, you know, you don't have to run. You just get out and walk, participate, basically. Mm-hmm. They want to see that you want to change. And they provide beds, they provide housing. I mean, they're an amazing organization.
So basically they say, you show up, you show us that you're ready, and we'll help you with X, Y, Z, all these different things.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible.
I love that it's 5:45 a.m. because that kind of links into the November project, but and just so many things that we talk about on this podcast about like being an early person, but it's so much more than just the fact of getting up early. I think it's that mentality that goes behind that and the dedication it takes to get up when there's a million other things you want to be doing, sleeping being one of them.
Yeah, you're exactly. It's the dedication. It's saying, I'm going to be here at this time and sticking to it, you mm-hmm. know.
So what brought you to November Project from there?
So we had a thing called, it's Cooper's Fun Run. So Troy Frazier is a local runner volunteer through Back on My Feet. He kind of started mentoring me when I first got there, but he does a thing called Cooper's Fun Run. It's a local running event that happens on the first Friday of every month. He picks different locations, and they raise money for a certain charity organization. We all go and run and just raise money for whatever that organization may be. Well, it happened. We were at Coachette Coffee. September of last year was the first one, and the November Project had teamed up with them. They were there.
Mm.
And we did, I'm sure Casey told you guys about this, we did the bounce. And it was just, so the bounce is the best thing in the world. You just get in a circle, and the leaders just kind of hype everybody up. You do a little bounce, they say a cheer, you cheer after them. It just gets everybody in the mood to work out. And we did that, and I was just like, these are my people. I hadn't met any of them. So as soon as we were finished with the run, I went up to Casey and Jason. And I was just like, who are you guys? What do you do? Because you're amazing. And I've been linked up with them ever since.
Wow. Yeah, I totally forgot about the bounce. Casey described that to us. Totally forgot about it until now. And I need to experience it firsthand.
It's amazing.
That gives me goosebumps because it's like just
that part of it.
That energy in a group. Especially at that, was it early? Was it early morning? But you do that in the morning anyways, the bounce?
Super early, yeah. But, I mean, all the events, like, we met up for the Indie Mini. We did one before that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it really just gets you in the mood for what you're about to do. And it's a lot of fun. You know, they throw twists on whatever event we're doing.
Yeah.
The signature bounce.
Absolutely.
So another thing I was curious about was, when you started Back on My Feet, what was your relationship with exercise previously, and did you expect running to have such a huge impact on your life?
I was athletic in high school. I played volleyball. I played football. But I never committed to anything, and I think that was kind of what was my downfall. I never found anything that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
I hated running. Hated it. You put me on the track, and I was going to find every excuse I could to get out of it. I joined the Army and despised every running. And just for some reason, when I found them, it was just like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. I think it wasn't even so much the running as it was the community.
Mm.
It was just a group of people that didn't care how fast you were. They didn't care how much money you had. It was just the conversations. You got to get out with them early in the morning and just have amazing conversations and meet beautiful people and watch sunrises. I mean, it was just the best thing in the world.
I always feel like, too, you know the type of people who show up to those things. Like, you know that they are successful or, like, they've got something going for them. Like, they are the people you want to be around.
Absolutely.
Even just, like, even if it's just, like, a successful mindset. Yeah, it's, like, you want to be around somebody that's, like, getting their butt up early to work out.
Absolutely.
through November Project, it sounds like you've met a lot of people and, you know, made a lot of relationships and through this fitness community. But what is it that motivates you to share your story now? Now that you're on the other side of your addiction, you're in recovery, what motivates you to share that story?
So I was really embarrassed by it when I got into Back My Feet and November Project. I was extremely embarrassed. I didn't want to tell anybody because I've been outcasted for my entire life. Mm-hmm. You see a homeless guy on the side of the road holding a sign and everybody hates him. But that guy was me. And it's not that we're bad people. We're just not in the right situation at the time. Mm-hmm. So I was very reluctant to share my story with anybody. But I shared my story with a few people. A friend of mine named Kelsey from Back on My Feet. And I shared it with her. We were on a Saturday long run. We were doing like 10 miles. I shared it with her. And she immediately bonded with me and stuck by my side. And she's like, well, hey, let's train for the monumental race. We didn't know which race. We were just, let's train for it. We started running. We started out at the half marathon. And then I was just like, well, I want to run the full. So she stuck with me the whole time, trained me for the full marathon. And after I ran that race, still the same situation. I was still scared. And Sarah Meyer from November Project, it was maybe an hour after that race, I had never really opened up with anybody else from November Project about my story. And I just, for some reason, felt the need to tell her. And she had told me about how she had shared her story a few years ago, and it was just very freeing. So I ended up writing the blog, I believe, 2 or 3 days later. I talked to Jason and Casey and wrote a blog for them, and they put it on our website. And it's just kind of been rolling ever since.
What did it feel like when you were sharing your story for the first time?
It was terrifying. I was so afraid that if I told all these normal people what I was, they wouldn't like me or they wouldn't want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. And that's what had happened to me my whole life. But then just for some reason, when I was talking to her, I just connected and I just felt free to share. And then when I actually wrote the blog, I got a lot of responses back from it. People saying, you know, thank you for sharing. Your story is inspiring. We're here with you. We support you. I haven't had support in so long. I mean, it was amazing to see that side of the community.
Yeah, and just the people that you're around were probably just the exact people that you needed at that time. You know, it seems like from my just getting to know the people of November Project, they're so open and really, truly accepting. I mean, it seems like you Absolutely. Hear that all the time, but like they just seemed really very, very accepting. So seems like you picked a good crowd.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, the first thing you do when you get there is you get a hug from everybody. It's totally weird and crazy to hug random strangers, but it's the most amazing thing in the world. I mean, you just know everybody loves you. You're in the same boat. It's 5:28 in the morning. You don't want to be up. But hey, suck it up. We're here. Give a hug and let's do it.
I love that because it's like no one really wants to hug each other, but everybody really needs a hug.
Absolutely.
That's what I was just going to say. You don't know, you know, you find people like with your story, like, think of when you started there and no one knew your story, but like to think of what that hug meant to you, right? It was more than just a creepy hug. Like,
you're like, damn it, I need a hug.
Yeah, it meant the world to me. They had no idea, but it did. Mm-hmm.
So what motivates you nowadays to get up that early and work out?
What motivates me now is, so I found the love through running. Like, that's where I found my peace. Like, being out on the trails in nature, that's my happy place. That's just where I can disconnect. Same with November Project, same with Back on My Feet. I'm with a bunch of people who, it doesn't matter what they're going through, what's happening in their lives, for that amount of time, we're all there, we're all connected, and we're just loving life, living in the moment. It doesn't matter what stressors we have to come or what stressors may have been. We're just there, and this moment is beautiful. And I think that's why I just stuck by these people, and it's just been I mean, an amazing journey.
The ability to be present, I think that's very powerful. And I think a lot of people need that and want that, or maybe they don't know they need that, but don't necessarily always know when or how to find that. We think of being present. We think of being in a room with our legs crossed going,
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And that people have a hard time just sitting with themselves. And so running is such a, like, a, when you convince yourself to do it as a workout and then you realize, like, the benefits that are way beyond weight loss or whatever, it's just incredible when you can, like, kind of tap into that.
It really is. And it's like I've always had problems busting barriers of, I guess you'd say, social classes. Like, as being a homeless person, I always thought that, like, people with jobs or people with higher jobs didn't like, you know, the lower class, whatever. But you go to these organizations, and you've got lawyers, you've got doctors, you've got people who work in restaurants, you've got just the run-of-the-mill.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just there. Nobody cares. Everybody's happy just to be around the other person.
Yeah. And also, since it is a workout, it's like you're all in workout clothes, so you don't necessarily know. You don't always get those cues of social class.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone's just equal in that moment.
I think the best compliment I ever get is, I didn't even know you wore normal clothes, because everyone's just used to seeing me in workout clothes all the time. So
yeah,
I love that too. In like you're working out, right? So just because you're a higher socioeconomic status doesn't mean you're more fit, right? And so it's kind of
right.
level playing field for everybody.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, Timmy, we love to ask this question, and it sounds like you have quite a bit of positivity in your life right now, despite all the hardships that you've been through. So tell us, what's the best thing that's happened to you this week?
So this week, my girlfriend and I, we officially signed up for our first 50 miler in December. So we're going to run a 50 mile race in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's on December 1st.
Also, will it be cold?
Absolutely. You don't want to run in this heat. This heat is terrible.
I don't know which is worse.
Plus,
oh.
Tennessee,
the cold is so much better.
It won't be that cold in Tennessee, right?
It's going to be a little cold,
it'll
but it'll
cold.
Be okay.
It is December 1st. Okay. So it'll be kind of chilly.
But also, I launched. So I'm fundraising for Back on My Feet. I'm running the Chicago Marathon October 7th. And what I'm doing along this journey is, Stephanie and I, we're going to be running a lot of miles every week, about 50 to 60 miles a piece. So we created a jar through a couple friends of mine, trail running friends, and it's called the hashtags Miles to Pennies Challenge. So for every mile we run, we're going to deposit a penny in a jar. And then at the end of basically the next 4 months, we're going to count up all the pennies, add a zero to it, and that's going to be our contribution to the fundraiser. Then also, I've got a website that's linked to Back on My Feet that people can just go online, donate money. I just launched it 5 days ago, and people have already been generous enough to help me out with close to $700.
Nice.
So, I mean, it's really awesome. Everybody's been amazing support. So I'm excited. This has been one of the best weeks I've probably ever had.
Oh, wow. So what's the link so that we can all help you out?
So it is a long link.
We can put it in our Instagram profile then, if that's easier.
Let's do that. Yes,
okay.
It's a very long link.
So listeners, go check out our profile. It'll be in the link in our profile.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
First of all, so many congrats. Awesome that you're running the Chicago.
Yeah.
Awesome that you're running, what, double that. I can't even wrap my head around it. I've ran a marathon, and I have no words. That's amazing.
Well, I'm really glad that you're training now.
Yes.
And we will definitely share that link, because we would love to support you and support Back on My Feet.
Thank you so much. I've met some of the most beautiful people through that organization. It's amazing.
And if our listeners want to follow you personally and your story, where, or they have questions, how can they, what's the best way to reach you?
So on Instagram, I'm just tim.sean, which is S-E-A-N.Howard, or just find me on Facebook under Timmy Howard. And I work at, I'm a manager at a running store in Broad Ripple called Blue Mile. Okay. So if they ever need to see me, I'm out there. I can help them out.
Sweet.
So it'll fit you for the best running shoe you've ever worn in Indianapolis.
Absolutely.
Right here. Well, thank you so much, Timmy, for being on the show today. It has been so inspiring to hear your story. And like we said earlier, you know, addiction or not, I think your message is so relatable and just once again is another testament to the power of fitness and finding, more importantly, the community that comes with it and how it could change your life. So thank you so much.
No, absolutely. Thank you for having me. We're looking forward to having you guys out at one of our bounces early in the morning. So
yes.
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah, and the more that we talk about it, the more embarrassing it gets if we don't come. So, like, we need to make it happen.
It's warm now.
Make it happen. Fine.
It's warm now. We can't use our – when we talked to Casey, it was like, yeah, we really want to go, but it's – we are weenies about the cold. But now it's warm, so we have to come.
It is very warm. We'll see you guys out there sometime.
That sounds great. That sounds great. All right, well, we will talk to you later, and enjoy your night.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.